as without any interruption whatsoever interiorly, I prepare to enter upon the fourth of the eight key breaths, the perfection breath. Feel into the meaning of that superlative word. Now this breath, the perfection breath, is also breathed standing, the posture that of the revitalizing breath. At the command, the position, we bring the arms up level with the shoulders, clenching the fists, thumbs up, a feeling of power in the arms and of the fists. Then, in control, we exhale, we slowly inhale, we retain the breath, and at the command, swing number one, we swing the arms outward from the shoulders, forming the body into a cross. And then we return to the first position, the fists clenched all the time in front. We make in all three such swings, returning each time to the first position. Then we exhale vigorously. We then take in a little breath and we relax entirely, coming right down, preparing spiritually to understand and feel the affirmation that follows the perfection breath. Now again, we stand, we turn to the left. Excellent. Posture, feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees snapped back. The buttocks, the body pulled up to its full stature. Shoulders dropped, freedom in the neck. Be sure, now position. Now grip, grip. See the correspondence between the grip of the fist and the buttocks. First, the thought. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Keep it going. Life. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Momentarily review the posture. Get ready. Swing number one. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides. We exhale. And now the reward. Relax. Sing entirely. As I prepare myself to think the greatest thought I ever shall be able to think, whatever the Creator is, I am. Differentiated from all other life forms in this universe, I am the Creator in human form. The Creator is right here, right in the heart of me, right in the mind of me, right in the substance of me, right in the being of me. Reveal thyself, O Lord of my life. O Lord of the Eternal, Thou that art the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever, come, I wait, I listen, I am still, I watch within me, and now I will to see the Creator at work within the temple. As feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, imagining that great golden shower of light going out in all directions. My aura meeting the universal aura. The dewdrop losing itself in the ocean. As I take a little breath and a long, deep, sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up. It is my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down quietly. My beloved, don't disturb it. This is a rare moment, perhaps. It may be that an aeon of time has passed since you felt this. Let it not depart from you. Now out comes the camera again. The camera of your own spirit, your own feeling, as we prepare to enter upon the fifth of the eight key breaths, the vibro-magnetic breath, a truly electrical breath. Now, the posture is exactly the same as in the revitalizing. We exhale, we inhale. We lock the breath with that big sniff, and then, retaining the breath, we slowly bring the arms forward and upward, keeping the tension all the time, the arms being parallel, the elbows straight, the palms facing inward. There is a series of three swings in as near a circle as possible. One, two, three, and then we return to the original position, arms at the sides, the body tensed, and then we triumphantly exhale, we inhale gently, and we relax completely. Now, my beloved, you will notice that the body itself remains motionless throughout this breath. First, the spine is not bent, nor twisted. Only the arms move. Be sure always of the lock in the buttocks, so that the body shall not be thrown out of line in the swings. Now, a majestic breath. We stand, using the eyes, we turn to the left. Use your eyes, not your arms. Good. Now don't spoil it. Erect. Feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees snapped back. The buttocks. The body pulled up to its full stature. The shoulders dropped. The arms and the hands truly tensed. Now, I pull that switch. First, the thought. I thank thee. What do you see? What do you feel? I thank thee, Lord, for the breath of my life. Now all together we exhale. Now I'm taking in life. 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 Splendid. Keep it going. Life. Now a big sniff inward. Hold it. Momentary review. Now we get ready. Swing number one. All together. Swing number two. Swing number three. Arms at the sides, we exhale. And now we relax entirely. Coming right down. And now, I'm thinking of the loveliest thing I have ever known. The loveliest thing I have ever known. There it comes before my mind, that beautiful picture, perhaps from the long ago, perhaps from the far away. But there it stands perfectly clearly delineated before my mind, as if it happened but a moment ago. I thank thee, Lord, for my memory. I thank thee that I am able to bring back from the vault of the past any beautiful thing that is in my memory. And I pledge myself, I vow, that from this moment henceforward, nothing shall enter my memory. No idea of negation of whatsoever kind. No idea of disease, decay, senility, old age, disappointment, doubt, failure, death. Nothing shall enter my memory but that which is in unison with all good. And my own very highest conception of truth. And there I see the whole conduct of man. There I see my whole conduct. And so I will that picture shall be lost again in the absorption of my being as feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward. Slowly and a long deep sweeping sigh. Now I lock it up as I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I sit down without coming out. Now, feel into it. Endeavor, if you can, to lose yourself in it. Get any picture or any feeling that will intensify that into a reality. I am now feeling out to the right. I'm feeling out toward my right-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration taking me away to the right. To the right. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea to the right. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly to space, to the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life. The origin of life. The current of life. The life current within me, in the positive center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe. In the positive center of my willpower. To the right. To the right. Now, my beloved, all feeling, no thinking. Get the feeling of sleepfulness in the body. You keep awake. Just let the body do what it wants to do. You feel that pull to the right. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. Now ever so tenderly, oh, watchfully, if you feel the breath beginning to pull a little, then watch. Don't let the body wobble around. Hold it. Let it do what it wants to do in the pull to the positive pull. I am developing prana in the positive center of my willpower. Now, I reverse the current and watch. Only a movement in your feelings. I'm feeling out to the left. I'm feeling out toward my left-hand neighbor. And there comes that beautiful vibration, taking me away to the left, to the left, to the left. It seems as if I'm on the bosom of a great billow, going out over a far outstretching sea, to the left. It seems as if I'm on a cloud, going out endlessly through space, to the left. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the origin of life. The origin of life. The current of life. The life current within me. In the negative center of my willpower, to the left, to the left. Should there be the feeling of any tension, just feel that you're spiritually breathing. There's a complete restfulness. I am developing prana in the negative center of my willpower. I am developing the current of the universe. I am developing the spirit of the current of the universe, that which I now feel in the negative center of my willpower. To the left. Now, watchfully, watchfully, I stop the current. The current stops. And I'm feeling downward. And there it comes from the top of my head. Down, down, down to the tips of my toes, then up around in front like a great wheel of golden light, coming down, 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 then up around again, and I see that great light, and I bring it down, cleansing. Cool. The Creator is within me. Looking out on the universe through my eyes, listening to the sounds of the universe through my ears, thinking the thought of the universe through my mind, issuing the sounds of the universe through my throat. Purify thou my throat. The Creator is within me, doing the work of the universe through my hands. The Creator is within me, expressing through me. Whatever the Creator is, I am. I am perfect, perfect. As he, as it, that which I know, that which I feel within me is perfect. I am perfect mind in a perfect body. I am that I am, that I feel. That I am. And now, Om Mani Padme Om. The body is in a liquid state, seemingly going in all directions, wheels within wheels. But I, seated triumphant within the citadel of my own spirit, mind crystally clear, and so I bring that light again to the top of my head, and I bring it down with a slightly pressing sensation downward, to be met by a slightly resisting sensation upward, as altogether we bring it down, not missing one cell in the body, the soles of my feet, and I see my whole body. I see that I feel that I see my whole body. This wide universe to be full of light. The light of the divine wisdom that is in every living thing. And now I will fan the living flame that brings the light as, feeling happy upward, giving thanks outward, slowly and a long, deep, inward sinking, sweeping sigh. And now I lock it up. I make it my own. As I take another little breath and a quick sigh. And I wake up quietly. Now, beloved, hold fast, hold fast to that which you know to be.